Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 51 degrees. Tonight cloudy with a low around 34. Friday a chance of snow before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow later in the morning. Cloudy with a high near 44. The chance of precipitation is 40% and new snow accumulation of less than half of an inch is possible. And in the news for today, Wisconsin State Assembly Leader Republican Robin Voss met with a contingent of election result deniers on Wednesday and afterward stood firm on his position that the 2020 election can't be decertified, but he voiced a baseless claim that there was widespread fraud. Voss met with advocates for decertifying President Joe Biden's win in Wisconsin hours before he and the state Senate's top Republican were to discuss election laws with county GOP leaders. That, according to the Wisconsin State Journal this morning, Voss added that even conservative constitutional experts said the legislature can't decertify the 2020 presidential election. I think there was widespread fraud, and I think we are going to see more and more data that comes out under the investigation by former state Supreme Court Justice and GOP-appointed special counsel Michael Gableman. Again, this was reported in the Wisconsin State Journal. The Wisconsin Elections Commission released a report earlier in March saying 16 convicted felons were charged with voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, which is a similar number to previous elections. Out of the state's more than 3 million ballots, the report said that less than 0.003% were cast by felons. There were 24 cases of reported fraud in the election, which does not merit that it should be considered widespread. In other state news, Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandel Barnes issued a statement on Wednesday that he has contracted COVID-19. His office said he has not showed any symptoms but is isolating for 5 days following CDC guidelines. Barnes is also running for the U.S. Senate as a Democratic challenger to incumbent Republican Ron Johnson. And in local news, another gathering of the March 4th to Earth Day group will take place in downtown Viroqua's Veterans Park from noon to 1 p.m. on Friday. The group is hoping to bring attention to environmental and climate issues on the local scale. One major focus of the group is to end any continued construction of Enbridge Energy's Line 5 crude oil pipeline at the Straits of Mackinac in northern Michigan and Wisconsin, where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron meet. Speakers the past 2 weeks have presented on ideas for handling plastic waste and sustainable agriculture. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.